Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of how to seek the Lord acceptably. We're to seek God with all of our heart and all of our souls. We saw in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. And then we saw in 1 Chronicles 22:19, we're to set our heart and our soul to seek the Lord your God. And if we do that, we're going to be arising. We're going to be building the sanctuary of the Lord God in us through the Word of God and through His presence. We're going to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord because we're going to praise and worship Him and see the manifest presence of God. And we're going to be the holy vessels of God. That means the fact that you and I are going to walk in holiness. We're going to turn away from all ways of sin. We're going to crucify the flesh daily. We're going to separate ourselves from the things of this world. And we're going to depart from all unrighteousness and be vessels of honor, sanctified and meet for the Master's use. We also saw that we are to seek the Lord early. Psalm 63:1, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. You should have a strong desire, an insatiable desire to seek after Him. Put Him first place. Early will I seek thee. It needs to be your priority in life. We saw in verse 8, my soul followeth hard after thee. This means to cleave to and to stick to. You should be sticking to following the Lord, and your eyes are upon Him continually. We saw in Psalms 10:4, the wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. If you are seeking after the Lord, God will be in all your thoughts. Don't go through your day and not even be thinking about God and then suddenly think about Him later. You're not seeking Him acceptably. He should be in all of your thoughts. We see in Hebrews 11:6, He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We can't be casual inquirers, but we need to be diligently seeking the Lord. And that's the one who's going to be rewarded by God. We saw in Daniel 9:3, we seek the Lord through prayer and fasting. God wants you to pray. As you pray, you're drawing nigh to God. You're looking to Him as the source in your life. In 2 Chronicles 19:3, it says He prepared His heart to seek the Lord. You prepare your heart to seek the Lord. When they did that, and when the enemies came against them in chapter 20, they set themselves to seek the Lord, proclaimed a fast, came and sought the Lord and got the revelation of what God wanted them to do to be able to overcome their enemies. The spirit of prophecy came upon Jehaziel, and the Lord brought forth the revelation of what the enemy's plans were and showed them what to do to get the victory. Ezra 7:10, we see that Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord. That's you seeking the word and to do it. We got to be doers of it and teach in Israel statutes and judgments. So you're going to get the word in you. You're going to do it, incorporate it in your lifestyle, and you're going to get it to the place where you can teach others. And we saw in Ezra 8 where they were seeking the right way for themselves, for their little ones, and for their substance, as they declared the hand of our God's upon all them for good that seek Him, but His power and wrath is against all them that forsake Him. So they fasted and besought God, and the hand of God was upon them, and He delivered them from the hand of the enemy and those that were lying in wait to try to bring destruction. And then we saw in Proverbs 2:1-5, that as we receive the Word of God, we hide His commandments with us, incline our ear unto wisdom, and apply our heart to understanding, crying after knowledge, and lifting up our voice for understanding, seeking her as silver, and searching for her as for hid treasure. That means some real diligent, intense seeking and searching. Then you're going to understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. We saw in Proverbs 15:14, the heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. And then in Proverbs 17:9, the one who covers a transgression seeketh love. But if we go and repeat a matter, then that's gossip, and that's going to separate very friends. If we're walking in love, we're going to seek to do the things that God wants, to minister to people, cover over the transgression. We're going to seek not our own profit, but we're going to seek the profit of the many, that they might be saved. And we also saw where Nehemiah sought the welfare of the children of Israel. And Jesus, of course, came to seek and to save the lost. We're going to pick up from here and go on in Psalms 27, verse 4 and following. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after. You see, whatever you really desire of the Lord, if you really have the right attitude of heart, you're going to seek after it. And it was to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord. And that's because you worship Him in the beauty of holiness. He's a holy God, and the way He's going to manifest Himself is when you are a holy person before Him, and to inquire in His temple. Therefore, we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord as we walk in His ways. We're going to praise and worship Him and walk in holiness before Him, and be a person who comes in the presence of God and prays and seeks Him to inquire in His temple. What's going to happen? In the time of trouble, then, He'll hide you in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle, He'll hide you, and He'll set you upon a rock, and you'll be lifted up above your enemies. In Psalms 34:14, the Bible says, seek peace and pursue it. The word pursue means to run after it. So you're going to seek peace, be a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers. Do not let yourself get into strife or be contentious. In Amos 5, verse 14, seek good and not evil. You never seek evil. You always seek good and not evil so that you will live. And then the God of hosts will be with you. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We seek first the kingdom, that's the rule and the reign of God, and His righteousness, His way of righteousness, so that as we do righteousness, we will be righteous even as He is righteous. This means you're going to have to deny yourself, of course. In John 5:30, Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. If Jesus said He could of His own self do nothing, then certainly you and I can of our own self do nothing. He said, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. We must deny ourselves. We cannot be seeking after our own will, and we must be seeking the will of the Father. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, in verse 1, it says to follow after charity. That's love, agape love. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts. We should have strong desire. Be zealous for the gifts of the Spirit. These are things that you should seek after. The Bible goes on in verse 12 and says, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. God wants you to be zealous for spiritual gifts. You're going to be used of the Lord as God flows through you to minister to others, and that you want to excel to the edifying of the church. In Colossians 3, verse 1, the Bible says, if then you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection or your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. You've been raised from the dead, you're born again. You are to seek the things above. Why seek the things on the earth? We should be setting our mind on things above, not on the things on the earth. Don't let your mind be focused on all these earthly things. Because remember, you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Now, as you're seeking after the Lord and meeting all of these conditions that we've talked about, you've got to also understand that the devil is also actively seeking to bring destruction. In Psalms 35, verse 4, it talks about how the enemy comes to seek after your soul to devise your hurt. We see the same thing in Psalms 38 and verse 12, where they seek after your life, they lay snares for you. They that seek my hurt will speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. The devil will use people that will try to bring hurts and wounds and destructive effects against you. And the devil will work at you directly to try to get things into your mind so that you'll imagine deceitful things. And he'll try to lay snares for you. What is he doing? He's seeking after your soul. He's seeking after your life to bring destruction. In Psalms 40, verse 14, it says how the enemy seeks after my soul to destroy it. But the word goes on and says, let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. That's what God will do to your enemies, and they will be put underfoot. And verse 16 goes on and says, if you seek him, you will rejoice and be glad in him, because he is going to bring his salvation and deliver you. Now in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 and 9, speaking of the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So he's seeking to devour you. That's why you got to be ready to resist the enemy steadfast in the faith. Now, you're going to be able to do that because God's given you authority. Luke 10:19 says, I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. If you will use your authority over the power of the enemy, then nothing will be able to hurt you. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If you submit and arrange and subordinate yourself to God, walking in his ways, and then you resist the devil steadfast in the faith, he will flee from you. Ephesians 4, verse 27 goes on to say, neither give place to the devil.
Now, if we don't seek after the Lord, we've got to realize that there are some consequences for not seeking after the Lord acceptably. In 2 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 13, King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned. And verse 14 goes on and says, and he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. If you just strengthen yourself in your own ability and you don't prepare your heart to seek the Lord, you will do evil and you will see destruction come upon you. In 2 Chronicles 15, in verse 2, here's where the word says the Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. And down in verse 12, it said, they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul, that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. That shows you that you and I are in a covenant relationship to seek God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and then we'll be found of him. But if we forsake him, he will forsake us. And it indicates that if they wouldn't seek the Lord with all their heart, with all their soul, that then they would be put to death. That means the law of sin and death is going to operate, and you're going to see destruction operate in area after area of your life. In Numbers 15, verse 39, it says, remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring. That was idolatry. We cannot seek after our own heart and our own eyes. Instead, we have to deny ourselves. Remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them. If you and I will seek the Lord and do what he tells us to do, we will walk in fellowship with him. Now in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 12 and 13, it speaks of Asa. In the 39th year of his reign, he was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. 2 years he had this exceeding disease, and because he did not seek the Lord, but to the physicians, he paid the price, and he died. Do not make the mistake of not seeking after the Lord. Seek the Lord acceptably. We'll talk more on this in the next broadcast. Are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.